Welcome to another new episode of my podcast titled The True For You. You know it. It is your host, Bintu St. Jean, yours and truly. And we have ourselves another hot topic. We are going to be talking about the modern woman. I'm a superwoman. I'm a woman, an independent woman. I don't need no man. I could do it by myself. We're going to be talking about women. Now, this is going to be a very fragile, you know, a really delicate subject as we talk. So we're going to be treading softly. But what is a modern woman? How does the modern woman think? What does it mean to be independent? Should all women be independent? Do women really need a man? And what does this all have to do with the feminist movement? And the future of our society and the future of young women in general. And I'm so excited about this episode. You don't want to miss this. So stay tuned. Bye. The modern woman. Where do I begin without getting canceled? I lost the bet doing a podcast episode on women. But the truth must be told. The people must be heard. Give the people what they want. The modern woman. What is a modern woman? Is a woman someone who wakes up in the morning, wakes up the kids, get them ready for school, gets the house cleaned, cooks, you know, have all the clothes hanged up in the dryer, have a warm, hot meal cooked and ready for her husband when he get home from work all sweaty and stank? Is that really what a modern woman is? Or is a modern woman a woman who has more of a suit on, corporate heels, someone with a laptop in her hand, with the phone on the other hand, someone wearing glasses, focused, accumulating degrees, climbing the corporate ladder, making a mark and an impact in this world, leaving a legacy for all of the young and upcoming women as well too? Is this what it means to be a modern woman? If so, is there a balance? Is this a separation of two worlds? Or can there be a blend? Well, this is what this episode is about. Let's dive into this. Let's run the facts. According to Pure Research Center, women now outnumber men in the U.S. college educated labor force. Women have overtaken men and now account for more than half, 50.7% to be exact, of the college-educated labor force in the United States, according to a Pew Research Center analysis of government data. The change occurred in the fourth quarter of 2019 and remains the case today, even though the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in a sharp recession and an overall decline in the size of the nation's labor force. Here are some more crazy statistics. Today, there are more women ages 25 and older with a bachelor's degree or more education in labor force than before the pandemic. The number of college-educated men ages 25 and older in labor force is also greater than before from the pandemic as well, too. But what we are seeing is that more women are becoming more educated, more women are entering the workforce, and more women are becoming entrepreneurs than ever before. I must say, ladies, y'all have really come a very long way. And we're seeing that while the wages, in a sense, are still not necessarily equal, for the most part, women are still advancing in their degrees, in their careers, and in their entrepreneurial pursuits at a pretty much faster rate than
before. And as a result of this, more and more women are feeling the less need of becoming a quote-unquote stay-home wife. The idea of a woman getting married, having kids, is sort of becoming a little more dim. And women are becoming more and more content with being professionals, thriving in the business world, making a name for themselves, and building a legacy. But is this what women really want? Does she really want to climb the corporate ladder and dominate her male associates? Does she really want to be the queen of a skyscraper? Does she really want to be the biggest boss walking into an office? Does that align with her true desires? Does that align with her true purpose? Does that align with what she really wants? At the end of the day, when the books are closed, when the office lines are off, and when Zoom meetings are over.
The modern woman today thinks like a man. Yeah, she does. The modern woman think the way that a man does. I mean, how could you not think like a man competing in a man's world? And when you think like a man, you begin to compete with men. Now, while a lot of women are talking about the whole feminist movement, which say that it's all about equality, no, it's not about equality. It's about competition. You think like a man so that you know how to dominate a man in his own game. It's difficult for a woman to think like a man and not see that man as her opponent. When I'm in competition with someone, I don't see that person that I'm competing with as my equal. I see them as my adversary. I see them as my opponent. And when I see someone as my opponent that I'm competing with, I don't see them as someone that I'm there to elevate or to help. But I see them as someone that I'm there to tear down, to trample over. Someone I see to usurp their authority, to take away their powers, to exploit their weakness, and to expose their faults. And this is exactly what's happening with the modern woman today, is that she has put herself in a position where she's no longer content with helping the man and building the man, as opposed to competing with him and proving that she can do anything that he can do, if not better. Even to the point where women think that men are replaceable. If you don't believe me, let's talk about Mother's and Father's Day. On Mother's Day, all the mothers, doesn't matter, single, married, they're all celebrating and talking about how wonderful of a mom they are. And how much they should be showered and gifted, as they should, on any day, not just Mother's Day. But what about Father's Day? It's funny how on Father's Day, a day that's dedicated solely to the appreciation of men, these same women will get on social media and say Happy Father's Day to me. Now, what sense does that make? How can a single mother be a father? Well, happy Father's Day to me because I was a single mom and I had to be the father to my child. Happy Father's Day to me because my husband or my ex or my baby daddy was not around, so I was the one who had to be the provider and the breadwinner of the home. This is absurd. Ridiculous. A man is not replaceable. If a man is not in the home, a man is not in the home. If a man is not in the home, then that means there's no man at home. That just means that you took your duty as a mother
Seriously. A man is not replaceable. Because in order to be a father, you have to be a male. In order to be a father, you have to give seed. In order to be a father, you have to be a male figure. And unfortunately, women are just not cut out for that. But for some reason, society is endorsing this thought that because a woman can think like a man, that she can replace a man. And that's just not true. Because we can see statistically that there is a huge difference when a man is in the home, in the trajectory of the child's life, as opposed to when the child only has a mother at home. Because we are the difference. We are the difference maker. Is men. That's what we do. But unfortunately, because the modern women feel that she can think like a man, she thinks that she can be a man. And there is a scripture that says that. That says that as a man thinks, so is he. And unfortunately, this women nowadays, modern women, have taken this to heart. Even to the point where they feel that they should be leading in relationships. Unfortunately. But again, as I said, as men, we're allowing this. And this has to change. Somehow. Now here's the $1 million question. Do all women, and in women, I mean the modern women, the women of today, the women of this generation, do all women want men who have money? Do all women are looking for a man who can provide her everything she wants and everything she desires? Is it true that all modern women and all women want a man who makes six figures in his career? A man who drives the nice and latest and hottest car? A man who wears the nice and latest shoes and clothes and who stays fresh and crisp? Is this really what a modern woman is searching for and what she is looking for when she is looking for her prince in his shining armor? You know, I can't say that all women want money. It's just not true. All women are different. Some women have preferences. Some women have traits that they would put above a man. Now, that is not to say that there aren't women who want men with money. Now, let's get that straight. Unfortunately, you do got some gold diggers out there. I mean, that word exists for a reason. But I can't say that all women want men who have money. While I think it would be nice, while I think most women would prefer it, most women would definitely appreciate it, and all women would definitely won't mind or complain meeting a man who makes six figures. What I can safely say is that all women want a man who can make her feel secure. All women want is security. She wants to feel secure financially. She wants to feel secure emotionally. She wants to feel secure spiritually and physically. And quite frankly, as a man, you don't have to make six figures. You don't have to be Steve Jobs or Bill Gates to make a woman feel secure in a relationship. You know, all you have to do is be a leader. That's what women are looking for. Women want to feel secured in a man's leadership. When a man takes leadership and he takes ownership of his role, a woman by nature will submit to that man. If a man has a vision that's big enough, if he has a dream that somewhat shows that he is someone who is seeking to improve himself each and every day, if he's a man who has goals, he has somewhere to go, he has a direction, I'll tell you this right now, I don't care how modern the woman is, man, she's going to fall for you. But that's the problem today in our generation. You see, because men are no longer pursuing vision, because men are no longer hungry and pursuing careers and advancing themselves and making themselves better men, women are finding themselves doing that today. Women are the ones who are out there going and getting their careers and their jobs and their degrees. Women are the ones who's going out there and trying to kill it in the corporate world and advance themselves in their careers. Women are the ones who are going out there, who are making dreams and visions, starting businesses, entrepreneurships, and creating legacies for their families. Because unfortunately, as men, we fell off. Unfortunately, as men, we've become narrow-minded. Not only have we become narrow-minded, but we've become short-sighted. Unfortunately, as men, we have become creatures of the moment. And therefore, we have become blind leaders of the future. And a woman don't want to be with a man who doesn't know what he wants in life. A woman doesn't want to be with a man who's not leading in every area of his life. A woman wants to feel secured and protected, and she can't feel secured and protected unless the man is confident in his direction, in his goal, in his vision, in life. You see, when a modern woman submits to a man, she's not submitting to the man. She's submitting to the man's leadership. She's submitting to the man's vision. She's submitting to the man's dream. And you know, the beautiful thing is, it doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account as a man. As long as you have a dream, as long as you have a vision, you can make a woman feel secure. As long as you are honestly working towards those goals, as long as you have integrity, as long as you are showing effort in life, bro, a woman is going to follow your lead. But unfortunately, you got to step up. And so this is what the modern woman is seeking today. You know, it doesn't matter how much money a woman makes. It doesn't matter how spiritual, quote unquote, a woman is. It doesn't matter how much degrees a woman has. At the end of the day, a woman is a woman. And at the end of the day, a man is a man. And every woman wants a man, no matter how far she is in her career. Man, all of these things where a woman says she's black, she's independent, she's strong, that's everything she's doing in spite of a man. That's everything she's doing just in case men are not about their business. That's just a backup plan. It's a backup plan if men are absent in society. It's a backup plan just in case a man is absent from the home. It's a backup plan just in case a man is not being a man. I guarantee you, when men start becoming men, women, the modern women, will start acting like a woman. The modern women would start submitting. Let me tell you something right now. If a woman's in her career right now, she gets herself a master's degree. She's working in a nursing field. And let's say that she makes well over six figures. You don't think if there's a man that comes into her life who can provide her financial security, who can provide her emotional security, who can make her feel protected physically, and who honestly has a dream and a vision, you don't think that woman would leave her career? You don't think that woman would leave anything that she's doing to be with that man? She definitely would. Now, of course, as long as it's reasonable as well, too. Of course, as long as it's something that both of them can work on. As long as she realized that it's worth the risk. So, man, it's not merely about you getting your money up. It's about you getting your mentality up. It's about you getting your maturity up. It's about you getting your man up. It's about you stepping up into the plate. You know, the problem with men is that we think that women are the target. And that's not true. Women are not the target. Your target is your purpose. That's what you should be targeting each and every day when you wake up. Your target is your goals. That is what you should be waking up each and every day and trying to pursue. Your target is your mission. Your target is your vision. A woman is not a target. A woman is someone who is there to help you on your side. She's there to be a helpmate. Man, when God created Adam, he didn't create Adam to love Eve. He created Adam to tend the garden. He created Adam to have dominion over the earth. He created Adam to have dominion over the animals. He created Adam to be the leader and the head of the human race. That was his target. Eve came out of Adam's rib. Eve was just a helpmate. She was there to help Adam reach his target. She was there to help Adam reach his goals. That's why the Lord said it's not good for a man to be alone. A man needs something. A man needs a woman who's going to stand by his side. in those moments where he losing, where he's losing his focus on his target, in those moments where he feel like he can't necessarily push through or persevere, there you have a woman by your side to let you know that everything's going to be all right. There you have a woman by your side who is there to build you up. There you have a woman on your side. Now, that's not to say that a woman's purpose is limited to taking care of a man, is limited to building a man. Now, that is not essentially what I'm saying. As a woman, you are able to do whatever you put your mind to do. If you want to be a businesswoman, go ahead and do that. If you want to advance your career, go ahead and do that. If you want to become the boss lady, the boss chick, if you want to go ahead and go on with the black girl magic, go ahead and do it. As men, we ain't going to hold you back. But what we want you to also know as well, too, is what your role is when you do come into a relationship. I'll tell you this right now. I was reading an article where black women are starting to become tired of being strong and black. Women are tired of being strong. Women are tired of carrying the burdens of the home. Women are tired of carrying the burden of being the bread maker, of being the provider. Women are tired of being the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, and being the backbone of the home. Women are tired of that stuff. It's until a man accepts his responsibility and take control of his life, that is when a woman can take her cape off. You don't think a woman want to come home and take off her cape? It's not natural for a woman to go out in the world and compete with everyone. It's not natural for a woman to compete with men and compete with women. A woman just wants to be herself. And that's only possible when a man becomes a man. So yeah, the only reason why we're seeing modern women behave the way that they do is because modern men aren't stepping up. For some reason, as men, we're just contented with having sex. We're just contented with chasing money. We're just contented with wearing flashy clothes, trying to impress our inner circles, trying to impress our homeboys and our homies. We're contented with just chilling at home on the weekends. We're just contented with just living life as it is and not chasing after anything more that has substance, not chasing after anything more that allows you to build a legacy that your family, that your wife, that your kids can look upon and can live upon and can feed upon. We got a lot of work to do, my brothers. So what exactly do the modern women want today? What do she wants? When it comes to a man and when it comes to relationship, the modern women want leaders, not teasers. Unfortunately, the modern men today are teasers and not leaders. Teasers are unintentional. They're in your life for a good time, not a long time, and a very short time. They want the benefits of a long-term relationship without the commitment of a long-term relationship. And brothers, let's be real with ourselves. A lot of times we're teasing these women. We're teasing them with our flirtatious words. We're teasing them with running game. We're teasing them with speaking that ghetto Shakespeare. We're teasing them with our lame lines. We're teasing them with our jokes. We're teasing them with our time. We're teasing them. And women are tired of that. A teaser can't be a leader. Because when you're teasing someone, you're not really leading them. And if you are, you're leading them astray. You're misleading them. You're misguiding them. You're misrepresenting yourself. You're concealing your motives. You're concealing your intentions. You're concealing who you really are. Because you know that would get in the way of what you really want. We playing games with our sisters. And the modern women are waking up and realizing that, hey, men today are teasers and not leaders. And I don't want to be under the leadership of a teaser. Because life ain't nothing to play with. Life is not a joke. Success in anything that is worth having in life, you have to be serious. And women are looking for successful relationships and not stressful relationships. And by stressful, I mean dealing with cheaters, dealing with liars, dealing with narcissistic attitudes. My brothers, we really gotta level ourselves up when it comes to our intentions and motives, when it comes to the sisters. And my brothers, I don't think we really understand how much we really affect how women think and move today.
Yeah, you hearing me? I said it, and I'm gonna say it with my chest.
As men, we do not realize how much we are influencing the mindset of the modern woman. Let me give you a perfect example. A woman is reactive by nature. A woman by nature is designed to receive. A woman by nature will take what you give her and multiply that. A woman will take what is given to her and will make the most out of that. I've heard of one saying, if a man gives a woman a house, she will make it a home. A man gives a woman his seed, she will give him children. That's how women are wired, and that's how women are designed, right? Now, when a man begins to act a certain way, women begin to react a certain way. For example, let's talk about our black women, my black sisters, my queens. You see, in today's society, the modern black woman is told that she gotta be strong. She gotta be independent. She gotta think for herself. She can't depend on no man. Why? Because the black man is not present. The black man is absent. The black man is not taking care of his responsibilities. The black man is not being a man. You will never hear a white woman being told to be strong, to be independent, to be resilient, to take whatever life throws at them and to roll up their sleeves. No, she don't have to do that because a man is taking care of her. The white man is taking care of the white woman. And I'm not trying to make this about race, but I'm just trying to make a clear point here. The white man is taking care of his woman, and he's protecting her. You see, when we talk about protection, that's not just merely talking about you're protecting a woman from being physically attacked. But when you're protecting a woman, you're also protecting her from verbal abuse. Now, let's think of some verbal abusive statements. How about stereotypes? When you think of a white woman, what stereotypes come to your mind? I can tell you what stereotypes don't come to your mind. Process of elimination. That's what they taught me in school. That's how I got through the multiple choices questions and tests. You would never confuse a white woman with being a single mom. It's rare that you would associate a white woman with being on food stamps or being on welfare. It's rare that a white woman would be accused or assumed to be depending on the government. Why? Because a man is taking care of her. The white man is taking care of the white woman. And isn't it funny how the white woman is looked upon as the trophy wife? Now, why is that the case? Is it because she has the blue eyes and the blonde hair? Nah, that ain't the case. Nah, bruh, it's far from the case. Here's the case. The case is because the white man treasures her. He treasures her. He treasures her like gold. Like rubies. He treasures her like the most precious treasure on the earth, and he elevates her and put her in a very elevated position. He's taking care of her. Can we say the same for the black woman? No, you can't, because our black men are not present. Our black men are not taking care of our black women. There's a saying that I want us to tackle.
And that saying is, nice guys finish last. And I want to know, how true is that in society? Do nice guys really finish last? Are modern women only concerned with being with the bad guys, the bad boys? Seems like modern women are only there for the thrill. That's what the general conclusions are. She want a bad guy. She want a bad boy. Someone who's dangerous. A guy that's on a motorcycle. She want a Michael Jackson bad. But is that the case for all women? Well, I will say for the most part that in general, women are more attracted to the bad guys than the good guys. And that's not merely because women are attracted to being treated badly. That's not what it is. That's only because women are attracted to being treated as women. You see, bad guys, while they may not have the right motives and intentions, according to Lauryn Hill, they still come off with the right approach. They might not have the right intentions, but they have the right approach. And here's the crazy thing. If you want a woman and you want her attention, you don't need the right intentions. You need the right approach. At least in the initial stage, the talking stage. Because it takes time to know someone's motive. It takes time to know what someone really wants from you. It takes time for you to see a person as they really are. It's hard to read that at a face value. It's hard to discern that when you're just getting to know someone. It's hard to discern that at the talking stage. So a lot of bad guys win at the talking stage because they're good with talking with women. They're good with speaking at their emotions. They're good with the riz, the charisma. They're good with the words. They have a way of melting the women's hearts. They have a way of making her feel safe, making her feel protected. That's why women like dangerous guys, because she feels protected. If anything happens, she got a man who's willing to throw down, right? Whereas the good guys, on the other hand, while they may have the right intentions, while they may have the right mindset, while they may have the right goals concerning a relationship, while they have the admirable traits of a good man and a good husband, unfortunately, they fall short in the approach. Fortunately, a lot of good men come off as corny, and some may come off as awkward, and others may just not come off at all. Good men in general struggle with making women feel protected. They struggle with making women feel secured. They struggle with making women feel wanted, right? And unfortunately, and I have to say this because this is something that I've learned from my own experience. A lot of times as good guys, we take these things personal. We think that the woman doesn't want to be with a guy who treats her well, and that's not true. What woman doesn't want to be treated well? What woman doesn't want to come home to a loyal man? What woman doesn't want to be treated right? The problem is that the bad guys approach the woman as if he's loyal. He approached the woman as if he is the right guy, as if he is a good guy. Bad guys come off as good guys. It's not really until the relationship progresses that she realizes, yo, this dude is a jerk. Yo, this dude is a dog. This dude is something else. He's out of it. He's whack, right? And so the bad guys come off as assertive. And a lot of times as good guys, we lack that assertiveness. We lack that aggressiveness. And a lot of times women don't feel safe. As I mentioned before, the modern women want leaders. And a lot of good men don't come off as leaders. You just come off as good guys. Yeah, it's nice that you got a resume. Yeah, it's nice that you got a degree. Yeah, it's nice you got a good, well-paying job. But my dude, are you decisive in your actions? Are you decisive in your approach in life? This is something that I had to learn as a man. And this is something that I'm still learning. This is something that I'm still trying to grasp and understand.
that the nice guys are finishing last not because they're not racing, but it's because they're not pacing. You see, bad guys know how to pace themselves when it comes to the women. They know how to take control. A lot of times as good guys, we don't know how to take control. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to behave around her. And women, unfortunately, the modern women, it doesn't matter even how spiritual she is. She could be a Christian. She could be a Muslim. She could be whatever. If you're not confident, she's not going to be confident in the relationship with you, and she's not going to be secured. And I've learned that almost 9 times out of 10, a modern woman would take a man that she is secured in, even though he has bad intentions, over a man that she does not feel secure with, though he has good ones. Oh, yeah. And another thing, too. What I come to observe is I realized that the one time that women actually began to take the nice guy serious is after they done went through the bad guys in their early 20s and teens, and they come to their 30s, and they start to realize that all of the men that they were with were a waste of time, and now they want to settle down and be with someone they can start a family with. And in most cases, by the time they come around to the good guys, by this time, these guys become the best versions of themselves. And I realize that the modern women are only attracted to the good guys when the good guys become the best version of themselves, when the modern woman is at the worst. When she's not as attracted as she was when she was 25, when she's not as attracted as she was when she was in her 20s, when she's not as attractive as she was before she had kids, when she's not as attractive as she was before she ran through all the bad guys. And it's unfortunate that a woman would only give the later part of her life when the good guy is just beginning to live the best part of his life, the best version, when he begins to make the most money, when he begins to have the most success, when he begins to do the most in his life and become the most valuable man. That is when she seeks him, which is crazy to me. Because the same modern woman would give a bad guy a chance, although all he do is play PS5 all day, sleep in his mama's couch, and has no intentions in being in advancing in life. But she won't give a good man a chance until he becomes the best version of himself, which is crazy. The modern woman would take a bad guy who is on his way before she would take a good guy that is on his way. And when she realized that the bad guy was really not going anywhere, then she settles for the good guy who actually is somewhere. Crazy, right? Really crazy. That's wild when you think about that, right? But hey, it is what it is. Now, I've been hearing lately, there's a buzz going around where modern women are saying that men are not chasing them or pursuing them like they used to. Like back in the day, men would chase and pursue the women. But nowadays, it seems that the roles have been reversed. And the exact opposite is happening. Instead of men chasing women and pursuing women, women are now pursuing men. And the modern women are tired of that. But interesting enough, when you really analyze the whole chase game, the truth is that that's actually far from the truth. Boys will always be boys. And men will always chase women as long as there are women to chase. But what we have to understand is that the pursuit is there, but the approach is different. Thanks to something called social media, men are pursuing women actually more than ever before. Why? Because of all of these social media platforms. You see, back then, the pursuit was more so in public. Nowadays, the pursuit is more so virtual. For example, according to eHarmony, about 52% of men are on dating sites compared to 47% of women. And that seems to be the case across all dating platforms. Here's another interesting statistic. 67% of Tinder users are men and 33% are women. Men are on the prowl. The pursuit nowadays is more virtual than public. Men are more comfortable of approaching a woman in the virtual world than the real world. If a man follows you on Instagram, he's pursuing you. If a man sends you a friend request on Facebook, he's pursuing you. If a man follows you on Twitter, he's pursuing you. If a man hearts your stories, if he likes your posts, if he comments on your pictures, the man is pursuing you. And you know what's funny? Is that the same women who complain about men not chasing them are the same women who leave these men who are chasing them undelivered and red. That's like a child complaining that nobody wants to play with them, but pushes away every kid that approaches them in the playground. So yes, the men are approaching you, but they're approaching you through your DMs, your messages. That's how guys pursue nowadays. Social media has changed everything. You even see how social media has even changed the way we work and the work culture. How the pandemic has changed things as well, too, wherein now we're working from home, where remote and hybrid jobs are more optional and more of a thing because of social media. So, no, you might not be approached by a man while you're shopping in Publix, or while you're shopping at Walmart, or while you're shopping at the dollar store, or at the laundromat, or at any public places or venues. But I guarantee you that more than likely, you have guys who are already pursuing you on social media. Men are just more confident. They're more bold on social media than they are in reality. Now, it may not be the traditional way of pursuing, but nonetheless, it's the modern way. And quite frankly, a pursuit is a pursuit. If a police car is following me, he's pursuing me. If a dog is chasing after a bone, he's pursuing the bone. So yes, men today are pursuing women, just not in the traditional sense. So what does the modern woman bring to the table? What does a modern woman bring into a relationship? Now, I know there are some women, not all, who feel that being pretty, looking cute, being able to look good on social media, look good on the gram, and to look good, period, and even provide sex is enough. And to those women, I say you're doing the bare minimum. If all you can bring to relationship is something as superficial as beauty, something as temporary as sex, then unfortunately, you're preparing yourself to be 40 with no husband. You see, men are taught that we have to do everything. In society, we're pressured to go and get a job, we're pressured to make a certain amount of money, six figures, we're pressured to take care of the home, we're pressured to be leaders. And a lot of the pressure is only because as men, in a sense, we can sort of handle that pressure and can live up to it if we are sincere and intentional in our endeavors. Whereas the women can feel that all she needs to do is look pretty, act pretty, and that the man should do the rest of the thing. That when a man comes into her life, that he should roll the carpet, flower it with petals, rose petals, and that he should pamper her and treat her like a princess without her moving a finger. And I'll tell you right now, that's the bare minimum. Guys are not content with that. Number one, what a man wants when it comes to marriage and a woman is a woman who can cook. There's a saying that says that the key to a man's heart is through his stomach. And that has been true through the test of time, and that has not changed, nor will it ever change. And unfortunately, you have a class of women among modern women who feel that they are above that. They're above the chores and duties of being a cook, of cleaning the home, and of doing chores. They feel that that is below them, and it's sort of demeaning their purpose and their value, which I say to that is not necessarily true. For the same reason why a man, when he is at home and he's fixing his car or fixing a tire, changing oil, that's not demeaning to a man's value. A man should be able to fix things. A man should be able to fix things around the house. So the same way a woman should have a duty and responsibilities in the home. Because these same women who complain about cooking and cleaning, when the lights goes out, you're going to look to the man to see what's the issue. When the toilet's not working, you're going to look to the man to see if he can fix it. If your car breaks down, you're going to have to call a man to see if he can fix it. So if men are called to be about their home responsibilities, why can't a modern woman do the same? Thankfully enough, not all women think that they shouldn't cook. I have coworkers, and a majority of my women coworkers cooks. The majority of women that I know in my circle cooks. And I'll say that for every 6 women you run into in today's society, I'd say probably about 1 or maybe 2 don't cook. And for that, I thank God. And for those women who don't cook or don't see the value of cooking, think again. You have more to bring to the table. You have more to offer than mere beauty. What about your conversations? How about reading a book? How about increasing your mental fortitude? How about holding an intellectual conversation? How about knowing what's going on in the world and being able to hold that conversation with your man? That is a plus than merely you sitting down, looking pretty, and waiting for your knight in shining armor to come and sweep you off your feet when you're not even willing to put an apron on. And for all my hot girls, how you gonna be a hot girl and you can't fix a hot plate? For all my brothers who are attracted to these hot girls, it's gonna be a long and starving summer. But it's not too late. There are still a chance for you to learn, to self-improve, and to put yourself in the best position where you can be of value in a relationship than mere looking pretty. So here are my closing thoughts for the modern woman. Get to know Jesus. A modern woman plus Jesus equals wifey material. And not only wifey material, but a high value woman. A woman who has her education, a woman who is business minded, a woman who is goal oriented, and who loves Christ is by far the most attractive woman in the world, because she is with the most attractive person in the world. When you learn about Jesus, you will learn to be submissive. Why? Because Jesus was submissive. Christ submitted to the Father. When you learn about Jesus, you will learn how to be someone who can be a team player. Jesus did nothing without his Father. Christ did not have the independent mindset. He had the dependent mindset upon his Father's will. And when you learn more and more about Jesus, you'll learn more and more about being kind, about being loving, about being patient, about being caring, and also about being humbled as well too. All of these traits are not the typical traits that society is pushing our women to acquire. All of these traits are not the most attractive traits in society, because society likes to promote the external and the superficial. But when you get to know Jesus, you will shine from the inside just as much as you're shining from the outside. So go ahead, get your degree, get your black magic girl on. Go ahead, be the best woman you can be. Strive, rise, and thrive. Just one thing, don't forget Christ. Blessings.